Welcome to Private Club Radio, your weekly source for industry education, news and discussion. Broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Gabriel Aloisi.
I'm always trying to bring you the best of the best. And I've actually been hunting this year, going to different conferences, meeting different people, joining different groups to find out experts that can help us here in the private club world. And so I went out to VidCon, a conference of over 35,000 YouTube video producers from other platforms and their fans. It was out in Anaheim, California, and happened back in June. And I found something really amazing out. I found out that there was a huge potential in LinkedIn video. LinkedIn, the network of 500 million people, you probably use it for business, either as your personal profile or for your club. And there is a huge untapped opportunity that's happening on that network. I fancy myself a bit of a trend spotter. I think I'm pretty darn good at it. In fact, this podcast, the first one of its kind, is probably all the proof you need. But the point is, we're on the verge of something big with LinkedIn, and I think you do need to pay attention. And so my guest today, Mr. Brian Schulman, is a LinkedIn video creator. He's an expert in LinkedIn video, and I think this is going to be something very, very important for your club to focus on if you're looking to develop membership or find membership prospects for your club. He's a great guy. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Here's my interview with Brian Schulman. Well, my next guest is Brian Schulman. Brian has been on the internet since it was green screen and chat rooms, and he has more than 19 years of proven digital marketing, e-commerce, and retail experience strategizing with IR 500 and Fortune 500 retailers and brands across the globe. Brian's a founding member of a number of organizations, including Genuine Hero. He serves on a number of boards, is an advisor, a mentor to startup founders and companies across the world. He does speaking engagements through the year, and he's one of the top LinkedIn creators in the world. That's how I met Brian. Actually met him out in Anaheim, California at VidCon. We bumped into each other, and we're going to welcome him to the show here. Brian, welcome to Private Club Radio.
Thank you, Gabe. It's great to be here with you, and it was great to meet you at VidCon.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. There was a session hosted by a friend of yours, Goldie Chan, talking about LinkedIn video and how underutilized it really is. So can you talk to us, give us a landscape, what's happening out there with LinkedIn video?
Yeah, absolutely, Gabe. So LinkedIn video was launched last June in beta. And it's actually a year anniversary this month since that all happened, which is mind-boggling that it's come so fast. And yet it's still so new and it's still so fresh. So some quick metrics for you real quick. Out of about 520 million people on the platform, there are about 1,000 creators. And of those 1,000 creators, there are about 100 that are consistent.
That's amazing.
Which means it's still so fresh. It's still so early. And you have such an enormous opportunity to be able to use your voice to be present and to add value.
Yeah. So people have been doing YouTube now for years. I think I got my first YouTube account like in 2004 or five. It was brand new. But LinkedIn now being around for a year, and I can't believe there's only 1,000 people that are even using it. That's wild.
It is wild. And it's growing every day. There are more and more people that jump onto the platform. But I think the thing is that, folks look at LinkedIn in a different way, right? You think comparatively to other platforms that have video, your YouTubes, Facebook, and et cetera, where they're used to seeing those things, right? And the audience is different. Where LinkedIn, you have everyone from the founder to the funder to the chairman to the janitor to my mom is on the platform. I mean, literally everyone and their mother is on the platform.
Yeah.
So I think it's a different audience. And so I think some folks are kind of confused at, well, wait, what's my approach and how do I do this? What should I say? And what does that mean in terms of what I am saying to the audience that's on this platform versus just a wide mass of people?
Right.
Personally, I think it actually is a much bigger opportunity. where anyone who's out doing video on YouTube and such and is trying to capture a specific audience, they can do that, but it's kind of a shot put approach, you know? Whereas on LinkedIn, the audience you want from a business perspective is here. So all you have to do is show up and be consistent, and the opportunities will happen.
And you're not competing against anybody, at least right now. It's going to happen where there's going to be tons of creators once people figure this thing out. But that's why we're breaking this story here on Private Club Radio, folks, so they can be the first in line. So there's a lot of people who struggle like finding their voice, or maybe they're nervous, especially if they're not necessarily Facebook or Instagram users, which is a different vibe, right? So your business folks, a lot of times kind of want to hide in the corners a little bit. And you actually help people really get out there and find their voice. So what are some of your tips for that, Brian?
Yeah. And just so everyone knows, you know, the reason why I take this approach is because I was like every single person out there that is sitting there in their seat going, there's no way I can get on video. I am terrified to do this and I have nothing to say.
I was the same. Like,
So just know that you're not alone. I think, you know, the biggest thing that is most important is to just start. It is so easy to get up in your head. It is so easy to think you don't have anything important to say. And you know, one of the things that we talk about frequently, just in the community in itself, and I saw a number of videos and posts this morning literally talking about that, which is just start talking. Just smile, hit record, say what it is you've got on your mind, and hit post. And what happens is you start to get much more comfortable as you keep going through that process. Sure, there's tons of great tips. I mean, create content that you actually like, right? I mean, that comes through when you're speaking, when you're on camera, how you're emoting, your personality, right? Your facial expressions, your tonality, all of those things. And there's tons of great feedback and I would call pro tips that many of us creators have kind of shared out there. But one of them is creating something that you actually want to talk about, something that you like, because that will come through.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be selling all the time, that's for sure, because I think some people go down that road and they don't have much success.
They do, and they are constantly, it's a constant fire hose, right? It's just sell, 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 sell. And that is not what it's about, you guys. It is about people have to fall in love with you before they're going to listen to what you have to say, okay? Well said. And the other thing with that is that people do business with people they like, know, and trust. And so think about any relationship that you have. Think about your best friends. You have something in common. You have a lot of things in common with those people, right? Gabe and I met at VidCon at this session, and it was about LinkedIn video. And we had that in common. And next thing you know, here we are on the podcast. So I think the key is to just be you, be genuine, be authentic, and share parts of you. Right? Because when you come to LinkedIn, it's all about building relationships, right? You go to someone's channel or what we know as a profile on LinkedIn, and you look and you check them out and you go, oh, look at that. Gabe and I, we both have this, this, and this in common. I'm going to reach out and connect to him. And then next thing you know, we're having a conversation on the phone, or we jump on a podcast together or what have you.
Right.
But video is just another way to help people get to know you, right? And that's the most important thing, especially when you're getting started. You don't just walk up to someone at an event and go, hi, I'm Gabe. I want to sell this to you. You should buy it now. You would look at them in a real funny tone if you did that, right? You'd say, hey, hi there. I'm Brian. It's really nice to meet you. What do you do, Gabe? I'd love to learn more about you, right? And that's how conversations get started. Mm-hmm. So I think look at video in the same light, right? You're starting a brand new conversation with someone every single time, for that matter. And you want to give people a way to get to know you through that conversation. So breaking it up, as you shared, Gabe, right? It shouldn't just be a fire hose that's on all the time. If you're going to post a video, you're going to post 4 videos in a week, just let's just say, 2 of them on, 2 of them off, mm-hmm. right? Help people get to know you. It's okay to talk about business. Absolutely. This is a business platform. But if you're on all the time, I think you're going to lose your audience.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now let's talk about, you know, breaking it up, and you know, where I'm going with this is length of video basically. So for folks who have really no experience with LinkedIn video, I know on YouTube now, YouTube wants more longer form type videos. But a lot of people also say that people's attention spans are short. So what's your best advice on video length, Brian?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So specifically when we talk about, I mean, LinkedIn specifically in this case is, it's made for short form. You can make a video up to 10 minutes. I think what you have to remember is if you're scrolling through your feed on your phone, do you have 10 minutes to watch a video? Likely not. You're on the go, you're in the car, you're on a plane, whatever it may be. So attention span is short. And what I usually share with folks is 1 to 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. More importantly, though, if you're just getting started, 60 seconds is optimal because we can all find 60 seconds. So 60 seconds, you're in and you're out, you're sharing something that's valuable, and there you go. What happens is your vibe is going to attract your tribe. So as you start to be present, as you start to make your videos, some quick 60-second hits, right? And remember, when I say consistency, Gabe, consistency is different for everyone. Consistency doesn't mean that you're creating a video every day. Consistency just means that you're creating a video consistently within a period of time. Okay. And it's up to you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be every day. But showing up consistently and creating a regimen is important because when you do that, people are going to be looking for you and they're going to know when to find you.
Right.
And they're going to be paying attention to that.
Yeah. I like the 60-second situation because I think a lot of times people find it hard to edit themselves. And if you have a clock on you and you've got to get it done in 60 seconds, you'll find a way.
No, it's true. It really is.
Right to the point, and actually your communication is that much more effective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And whether you're doing that natively within LinkedIn, you know, and you're using the video right there, or whether you're shooting it on your phone, and there's lots of great apps that are out there too. And some of them, just talking about that 60 seconds, are literally made for that. You can only make a video that is 60 seconds, for example. Like Clip-O-Matic is a great one. That one's not free, but it does auto captioning on the screen in terms of the words that you're speaking, and you can have them presented in different ways.
Cool.
But I like that. I like that it does limit you because if your goal is to make 60-second videos, you know you've only got 60 seconds and then it's going to cut you off.
Yeah, totally. So in addition to it just being this nascent platform, it seems to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the LinkedIn's really adjusted its algorithm currently to promote these videos. Because I see the view counts on my videos and other people who are creating videos on LinkedIn. And it seems to be quite a bit above just, you know, photo posts or if I'm linking to a blog article or something like that. Is that actually the case?
Yeah, you know, LinkedIn has many algorithms kind of working behind the scenes and they're constantly changing. I mean, what I will say is this. Just create. Don't worry about the algorithms. Be present, add value. And if you do that, remember, there are 520 million people on this platform. You're going to capture someone's attention. Mm-hmm, sure. And it's going to be those people that you want to capture the attention of. But Gabe, yes, the algorithms have changed. Yes, they are, you know, kind of heavier focused towards video versus before what used to be more around articles or a longer form set of content and text. It's going to always change.
Sure.
But I think LinkedIn does want to get more creators on the platform. Mm-hmm. And as such, the algorithm does kind of guide people in that direction. But the other thing too is it can be really easy, especially when you're getting started, to pay attention to the metrics. How many views am I getting? And how many likes am I getting? And how many shares am I getting? And I think, again, the key is not, don't focus on that. And I say this from my heart because we all get caught up in that. Mm-hmm. Sure. I've made 156 videos since the end of October. It's really easy to kind of, oh, wait, it didn't get seen. And the algorithm kind of has an effect on that stuff. But just focus on creating and adding value. And again, being consistent. And if you do that, you're going to do great. And again, authenticity, genuineness.
Sure.
Just be you. Share your personality because it really matters. If you're sitting on video and you're just sitting there going, hi guys, this is LinkedIn video. I'm going to talk about video today. Right. You're not going to watch or pay attention to that. Sure. And everyone has a personality. Even if you don't think you do, you have your own smile, which is, it's you and no one else has it. You have your own voice. It's you and no one else has it. And share that. Totally. Share that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Especially in the beginning, don't get wrapped up in stats and how many people are listening and watching. But if you're trying to build that tribe long-term, Do people on LinkedIn just kind of find these videos? Do you recommend including hashtags, or LinkedIn just added a month or so ago? Do you actually try to find, you know, connect with people first and hope that they're now following you? What's your strategy there?
Yeah, great questions, Gabe. So yes, you have the ability to create hashtags. Yes, you can create your own hashtag. And the benefit in doing something like that, Gabe, is if you go to search on LinkedIn, you can search by hashtag. And now there's another section on the left nav where you can actually put those in so that they set up. Those are the ones that actually show up in the top of your feed, which is great from a filtering perspective.
Right.
But think of it from a searchability point of view, right? If it was Gabe Talks and that's your hashtag and you use that for every video that you do, you can literally say, and if you want to see my videos, just search for hashtag Gabe Talks. And when they do that, all your videos will show up.
Boom.
So there is benefit in that. And yes, from a brand perspective, there is value and benefit in that as well. You don't have to do it, but it is valuable for those different reasons. Now, when you talk about your tribe and finding your tribe or being more strategic to actually create your tribe, right? You may be in the world of video and you're trying to capture the attention of certain brands. And so one of the things you have the ability to do is go and search for those brands. And what is it that they're posting on LinkedIn? And follow them, like their videos or the content that they're creating, right? Find specific individuals of those companies whose attention you want to actually grab. The key is you want to be a giver. You want to give to give, right? And when you give to give, good always comes from that for everyone. Mm-hmm. So there are strategic ways to approach finding a specific audience. I think the thing though is that, you know, everyone has value to add on this platform, and it's great to meet people as often as possible because you never know who knows who. You never know who you can help and who can help you. So doing those things and knowing that everyone has these big networks of people that they're connected with, it's always great to connect with people. It's always great to expand your network globally. And yes, you can be strategic. And then by being present, people will show up.
Yep.
And they're going to do that naturally.
Yeah. And so, your tribe will share their content to their contact sphere. What's interesting is, have you ever actually searched for Kevin Bacon on LinkedIn by any chance, Brian?
I have not.
You can actually search for him. He's got a profile, believe it or not. And I think I'm third connection, or maybe second even.
Six degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, it's not six. Almost everybody on LinkedIn is two or three away from Kevin Bacon, which is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Next thing I want to ask you about is just tips for creating that content and anything you might have. So, for instance, I heard a tip a while back, which really changed my videos. You talked about kind of that sullen look, you know, in a boring video. And I actually got a tip a while back that you should really almost kind of plaster a smile on your face. And by doing that in this two-dimensional viewport that a video is, it makes you much more relatable and personable. And you actually almost have to just plaster this smile the whole time you're talking. And so I actually do that. But any other tips like that, just on how to create a better video or how to just come across as a little bit more authentic?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, every single human being has a smile and has a laugh that makes them unique. No one else has those things. And so the very first second, basically it's your first 1 to 3 seconds, are most critical. Again, if you're scrolling through your feed, what you see is going to grab your attention, right? You want to pique people's curiosity to engage and want to learn more. And if you're going through your feed and you're literally, and I have a sullen look on my face right now, guys. If that's what you see, I don't think that's going to grab your attention as much as it is. And now I'm making this big grandiose smile with my arms out.
Yeah.
Right? That's going to grab somebody's attention, right?
Sure.
So I think the key is, yes, smile. Before you hit record, smile or start laughing and hit record.
Tickle yourself.
Tickle yourself. Exactly. That's going to grab people's attention. So that's a great way to start. Yes, it is having a smile. I mean, think about it. If you're walking on the street and someone smiles at you, don't you smile back? Mm-hmm. You usually do. There's this natural reaction. And it's the same kind of thing. So yes, smiling is a good thing. using your personality is a good thing, because if you're just monotone and you're talking like this, you're going to make people fall asleep. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
So you use different tones of your voice for sure. And think about what would grab your attention if you were watching yourself on video or someone else. Mm-hmm. It's okay to, you know, when you're just getting started, research other popular creators and influencers both on and off LinkedIn so that you can get creative ideas. Mm-hmm. Dale Carnegie said, "I'd rather steal brilliance than create mediocrity." I believe that. And especially when you're getting started too, because you don't know what you don't know. You don't know where to start. Like, we are literally greener than green when we're getting going. So that's a great way to steal some brilliance, right? And honor those creators. Give them a shout out. Let them know, hey, look, I saw so-and-so doing this. I thought it was great. It's homage to you. I'm just getting started. I'm trying to find my voice, right?
Nice.
And that is what will happen. You are doing that. You're trying to figure out, well, what is my voice? And that happened to me too. I didn't have a voice when I got started. We all were creating these hashtag campaigns and jumping into other people's hashtag campaigns last year on LinkedIn. And it was a great way to kind of start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And then as that starts to happen, you start to find your voice. And then you start to figure out, well, what is it? What is me? What is it I want to talk about? What value do I have to bring? And that will evolve over time too. You don't have to have all these answers, because when you're trying to figure all that out, you really get caught in your head.
Yeah.
Just start.
Yeah. When I started with the podcast, it was really important for me to ask my own community, what do they love? What do they want more of? What do they not like? And when you really dig deep into your own audience, they'll let you know, and people would unsolicited email me or text me on LinkedIn or something and just tell me what they wanted to see and or what they really appreciated. And then you just do more of that. It's honestly that simple. Let's talk about some of the people that you admire and some folks that have helped you along the way.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I don't think we have enough time for me to mention all of them. Like,
give us your top two or three.
I will tell you, one of the wonderful things about LinkedIn, and I've been on LinkedIn for 14 years out of the 15 it's existed. And with video launching last year, I don't think I could have actually gotten through my first phase without the support, love, and encouragement of my LinkedIn fam. And, Goldie Chan, who had called me out, I had access in June and jumped on in October when she called me out for the Five Videos campaign that she and Dr. Mike Morgan and Fahad had launched. And the whole premise behind it was just to start. Brand new creators make five videos, one each day in a row. And when you're getting started, that's literally like just throw you into the fire, right?
Yeah,
but that's
right.
The best way to start. Mm-hmm. So Goldie and Dr. Mike Morgan and Fahad and Fiona Young in Hong Kong, she and I started around the same time as well, were a very important ecosystem, support system for me. Because, it's just like anything when you start. Video is like starting your own business, asking someone out for the first time, going out for a job you're not sure you can get, right? It's literally anything that you're doing a first. And so when you have support, it makes it easier. You feel better about yourself. Not that you're just this, piece of spaghetti and you're not sure where you're going.
Right.
So, those are a handful of folks amongst so many more that have had such an impact on me, especially when I got started. What I will tell you is, if you are out there and you are just about to make your first video, hashtag my1st, my first video, tag me in it with that hashtag, and I guarantee you will see tons of support and encouragement and love and support, because that is what we are all about on this platform. And this isn't just me saying it. There was an Emmy Award-winning newscaster who had commented on one of my, I do a series called Shout Out Saturday, which is really just all about honoring the really cool people that I get a chance to meet during the week. And she had made a comment and she said, "I have never seen anything like this on any social platform ever. This love, encouragement, and support that's taking place is incredible. We need to keep this going." And when you think about that, right? And it's such a different audience, Gabe, because these are all business professionals that are on this platform.
Yeah.
And so we're all supporting each other. And it's truly fantastic. And this is something we as a video community have fostered. because we know how important this is. We know how it made us feel, and we want to give that back a hundredfold out to everybody out there.
Yeah.
So, and if you do a search, by the way, for the hashtag My First Video, you will see all these creators when they launched their first videos. And that was something, by the way, that Goldie and Fiona and I launched with the purpose of letting us laugh at ourselves at where we started from and how far we've come.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Most importantly was to, right? Because this, your first video is supposed to be your worst. I mean, it's supposed to be a flop. Like, it's just, the whole point is just to make it. Like, it doesn't matter what you talk about. It's just the fact that you did that. Yeah. Right?
Embarrass yourself there, and then it'll always be a downhill from there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it was also to inspire brand new creators to take the leap.
Right.
Because we all have that feeling in the pit of our stomach, like, oh, I want to do this, but I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm too scared. And, you know, every other thing that goes through your head.
Right.
So when you do that, you will see, I guarantee it, all this great support that comes from it.
Yeah. Well, you could see it at VidCon at the session we attended. I mean, it's definitely a nurturing community. People are out there to help and share. And I mean, you were just so easy to approach, and you decided to come on this show, you know, no questions asked. And you accommodated me by coming on with just a few days notice. So that was really cool, you, Brian. You can just see that. So before we leave, you know, you today, I want to get into your story because you have a really interesting backstory. And it's a very compelling one. Could you share a little bit about Brian?
Yeah. So, you know, I get a question a lot that is, you know, how can you always be so positive? And coming from where I've come, I fought for every breath to make it in this world. I'm a miracle baby. I was born a pound and a half. I wasn't supposed to live. This was back in the 70s. And then I got diagnosed with a neurological disorder called Tourette's syndrome, which are uncontrollable tics and twitches. And more times than not, you don't know that you're doing them. And so I was the weird kid, if you will, growing up, dealing with a lot of adversity and bullying. And I wanted to give the opposite of the negative that I had received by others that were around me. And so being a giver of good and positivity and love and light and strength and encouragement, you know, I know that 10% of what happens to me is what life is. 90% of it is how I react to it. And I know that every breath I take is a gift. And I know that I have failed more in my life and my career than I have succeeded. And I think anyone in business would say the same. But it's that I've learned from every step, and I've gotten up every step along the way, and I've dusted myself off, and I've kept going. And that is why I've succeeded no matter what the outcome is. So when I came to LinkedIn, by the way, 14 years ago, I came here with a purpose. And back then, LinkedIn was not an engagement platform. It was a digital resume, and you could search for jobs. That's all it was. But I knew it would become so much more than that, and I knew it wasn't going to go away. And so I wanted to come into this universe with a purpose 365 days a week with the hopes of achieving my why. And my why is to inspire one person a day, Gabe. If I can inspire one person a day to chase after their dreams or to get up after they've fallen 50 times and just go at it again and know that actually by doing that, you are succeeding, regardless of whether you actually meet that goal you're going towards, or, you know, just to believe that you can. Or if I can inspire one person to inspire someone else, or to put a smile on someone's face, or make them laugh when they're just feeling down, if I can do any one of those things for one person every day, then I have done my part as a human being to make the world a better place. Because I truly do believe that we may live in a negative world at times, but I believe there is so much more positive and so much more good than there is negative. There's just not enough light shined on that. And so I love to shine as much light as possible on others and to share all those incredible things. And just know that, you know, we can get thrown curveballs our entire life. That is what happens. And I've gotten mad curveballs thrown at me forever. But I know that as long as I keep getting up and swinging, I will succeed. And I'll leave you with one other thing on that topic, which is my mom had shown me a picture of me as a baby sitting in her lap. And we've all seen these like first costumes at Halloween baby pictures, right?
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't a Peapod costume or anything like that. It was a lion costume that I believe she had actually made. And I said, well, Mom, why did you put me in a lion costume? And she said, because you're a fighter and you fought for every breath to make it into this world. And I just was blown away by that because I didn't know that was why.
Wow.
So, yeah. Special. And my mom, by the way, is my genuine hero. Like I literally could not speak. There's not enough time in the world for me to speak about how much she means to me and how I could not have gotten through anything without her. So
that's incredible, yeah. Man. It's an awesome story. I mean, you can see the positivity and energy just flow through you, and it's just a pleasure to speak with you. If folks want to do a little work with you, Brian, and reach out and just learn more, I know you do some coaching and you do a lot of speaking to the Fortune 500s out there. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can reach me on LinkedIn. It's just linkedin.com/in/Brian Schulman. And I'm happy to chat, give you some visibility into the type of workshops that I do with folks and the type of engagements we can do together. So feel free to reach out to me there, and then we can schedule some time to talk more.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming on Private Club Radio and sharing your story with us.
Yeah, Gabe, it was such a pleasure and honor to be able to meet you and be able to share with your audience. So thank you. I appreciate you.
I love the positivity and the vibe from Brian there. Hope you enjoyed that one. I hope you really do dive into LinkedIn Video and think about creating some content for your club, because I wouldn't put it here on this show if I didn't think it was a huge potential resource for you. I'll catch you back here next week on Private Club Radio. Until then, here's to your membership success.
Private Club Radio is brought to you by Concert Golf Partners, helping to preserve and enhance private golf and country clubs. Concert Golf has the capital, expertise, and private club hospitality experience to help upscale private clubs achieving long-term success and membership growth. For 25 years, Concert Golf has allowed private club members to focus on simply enjoying their club. Visit concertgolfpartners.com to learn more about the recapitalization process.